You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last week, Friday, the central bank in South Africa, the South African Reserve Bank, put out a note saying that they found a new way to measure inflation, as if we didn't have enough measures in place already. I'm joined on the line by senior economist at PwC, Kanti Pai, to take a look at this new measure and try and unpack it. Good evening, Kanti. Thanks so much for taking the time. Super core inflation, I suppose, is what we're calling it. What is this?
Good evening to me and to your listeners. So basically, this is taking us a level down further from core inflation. Remember, when we measure inflation or interest on prices, we usually first do a headline, which basically has a whole basket of the things we spend our money on. Then we have core, which removes food and fuel, and of course, those are regarded as our transport costs are regarded as very volatile, and so we take those up, and then we are left with something that's called core inflation. What they've done now is to drill down even further into core to actually look at what actually what is part of the that inflation number that actually is not unaffected, for example, by business cycle, but that's actually really more stable and actually depends on demand. And I think that's the part that they talk about, that actually this is the part actually where when we are looking for inflation that's actually driven by demand forces, so us actually going out there and spending or spending more, and therefore can be controlled by interest rates or monetary policy. What is that actual what is that actual basket? And this is what they call now super core, and really it's supposed to give us better information, because it tells us that actually what we are facing now that comes from the demand side of our spending, but actually from the cost or supply side, which is more cost features. Of course, I think a lot of people have been talking about this for some time.
So this sounds very much or very similar to what the US has when they look at their PCE data, the personal consumption expenditure, because that would suggest a more of a consumer demand driven analysis of that. What is the aim of the central bank in looking at the super core inflation? What are they aiming to achieve by introducing this new measure?
Well, all of this is really, when we do all of this measure, we're trying, I think, in all measurements, whether we are actually employee, we are looking at numbers for employment, whether we are looking for any number that is actually calculated by statistics, is to actually have some policies that help us actually determine or make better policy making and actually target the problem much better. And they're hoping to do that. Actually, what is in there is probably, when we're looking at inflation, this is more short-term, rather not longer-term, so we could wait it through. Remember, sometimes the central bank will say, we're not going to increase interest rates. We can actually look through this surge in prices because they see it as short-term, and therefore it does not require that you increase interest rates to try and control that surge. And then sometimes there are much longer-term issues that they're concerned about that actually may stay in the system longer and even determine inflation expectations, which obviously are worrisome, because if you're looking at the prices going up and you're looking at that and you're thinking there's something that's going to stay, then obviously consumers will, and workers will start to price that in into their salaries.
We've got a new measure of inflation. We're now looking to measure how much stickier it is than before and what's driving the stickiness and all of that. But there's been no conversation around adjusting the target band. And we know this is something that the governor has looked at in the past to potentially want to do this. Is this going to be something that will help him potentially achieve that goal?
Well, I think it would if he actually set the target with this in mind, but I think he actually still is looking to decrease the target, but actually within the same, using the same measure, which is the headline inflation, because of course, as the research has shown now that they've released, that this super core actually now places the inflation around the midpoint of that target, and that's a good thing. So if you were to use this as a target, then we would be there and we'd probably be in a space now where you could actually relax interest rates. But what's interesting, of course, is that even at this level, and the governor has said many, many times that what he's very worried about is what the brand can buy. It is a buying power, and he's defending the poor. And unfortunately, this then does not change his thinking around that, because obviously you are still looking at the same kind of price changes that are eroding buying power, or the purchasing power of consumers, even though you have come down and you found actually that there is this better way of looking at it. that tells us what's actually driving the inflation in terms of the longer term. We still have these short-term issues that keep being raised over and over again. And whether or not then the Reserve Bank would look at this and say, well, this is the better way and therefore the best way to set the target might be better. But I worry that, you know, what the governor has been concerned about and what has been driving would still actually be would be in the system. And again, another issue that we probably find, and I know the Reserve Bank does not say this, is that some of the of the targeting in terms of the interest rates is in some way to have that carry trade or keep us competitive in terms of interest rates so that money doesn't leave. So, and I suspect that's also one of the key things that will still stop us from actually seeing the relief that we want. But certainly it is telling us and it's confirming what many people have been saying around how blunt this instrument is that we use in terms of controlling inflation, and that the inflation that we have been seeing has really been driven by things outside of demand issues, and therefore this is not a particular instrument of controlling this type of inflation.
Kanti, before I let you go, what would be in a more appropriate measure? If you could throw this out there to the Reserve Bank and to their team, what would you think would give us a new tool in our toolbox in fighting inflation?
Yeah, that's that's a difficult one. Many countries have used different things, but I think at this stage, what we have is really the best. One hasn't actually thought about what's a different tool. Even when you think about, for example, many countries will control, for example, money supply. If you think about money supply, again, you know, it's not as if actually South Africa is at a level where we have excess money supply, and therefore you'd want to withdraw that from the system. And use that. That's, you know, still not one. So it is not, there isn't something I can think of really that could help us out in terms of this this inflation problem.
Well, perhaps we'll take a look at the other side of it, the buying power side of it, next with André Celiers as we take a look at the value of the rand. But for now, we'll leave this conversation there. Thank you so much, Kanti, as always, for the insights. Kanti Pai, senior economist at PwC, on the SARB's new measure of inflation, super core inflation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.